Hello, and welcome back to Talkline News Podcast with
Kira
Anatiri
Gabor.
Gonzalez. In this week's episode, we'll be talking about the legend of the North American Goblin.
The North American Goblin was first spotted in the 1700s by the Native American Iqua tribe. The Iqua tribe had described the creature in their writings. It was described to have a tall, human-like shape with dark scales on its entire body. The North American Goblin was also very fit and muscular. It was said that it had glowing yellow eyes with sharp, unpleasant teeth.
The claws on his fingers were long and pointy. The North American Goblin tail was lengthy and tarp like serpents.
Its most terrifying feature was its colossal wings, with a wingspan the size of a truck.
The North American Goblin growls and growls were heard coming from the forest. There were three recording sightings throughout the 1800s.
The first sighting by Rosemary Clarkson was on March 8, 1820. She saw the dark figure flying in the black, gloomy sky. She said the moment she saw it, she felt disturbed.
She said the creature created a dark energy. This dark cloud of energy was all she felt for the next couple of days.
She saw tormenting visions of her foul actions and began to feel pains throughout her body.
All she can think of was her greed and selfishness. A feeling of guilt began to rush through her. She described the experience like being compelled to become more selfless and careful. The only way to get rid of the pain was to alter the actions she saw in her visions.
Oliver Green, who spotted the North American Goblin in 1823, and Elijah Hill spotted the beast in 1836. They both experienced the same feelings and emotions as Rosemary Clarkson. They too redeemed their actions in their visions to get rid of the unbearable pain. There have been many people that said they have felt this strange way when they are feeling guilty. Others have said weird and unusual things happened when they felt this way. One person said that all of his crops and plants rotted during their seasons, which is very unusual.
There has been a pattern on why people have seen the North American Goblin and feel its energy. It seems that the North American Goblin appears when one feels that they need to redeem themselves from their foul actions and behavior. Ashley Brown saw the North American Goblin in 1975, once getting off her car. Her vision of her past actions began to haunt her, and her body ached the remaining of her day. Once waking up the next morning, her body pain was unbearable, causing her to be rushed to the hospital by her sister, Tiffany Brown. Tiffany stated that her sister was trying to ignore her visions instead of confronting them. She thought those were going to get better when she left the hospital, but she was physically attacked by the North American Goblin. Tiffany witnessed her sister's attack once returning from the hospital and watched in terror. Tiffany saw how her younger sister got attacked.
She explained how the North American Goblin teared into Ashley with its long razor-sharp claws, causing her to bleed drastically. Sadly, Ashley did not survive the attack and died instantly. Sweat began to drip down Tiffany's forehead and her knees began to tremble witnessing the horrific scene. She was so scared she couldn't even move one muscle and rescue her sister from the North American Goblin. Tiffany was heartbroken. She didn't speak about her sister's death until days later when people began to notice Ashley was missing. Investigators forced this information out of Tiffany, making it go viral on the news worldwide. Tiffany did some research about the North American Goblin and came to the conclusion that her sister was killed because she didn't accept her visions, but pushed them away instead. With that being said,
if one does not accept the visions of the North American Goblin and correct their poor actions, the North American Goblin will hunt them and kill them. There has been 5 recent incidents like Ashley Brown's. Doctor has received patients with the same cases as Ashley who were found days later. Today, many people fear the North American Goblin, hoping they will never have to face it.
For all we know, it could be lurking through your town right now, searching for its next victim to terrorize.